Star Radio Sunday Jazz Brunch, time once again for the Power of Potential with AIM Services, supporting people with disability and traumatic brain injury. One of my highlights of the week, checking in with Executive Director of AIM Services Incorporated, Chris Lyons. Good morning, Chris.
Good Sunday morning, Walt. Great to hear your voice. We had a pretty sunny weekend. Looks like the remainder of the day is going to be nice. People can get outside, rake some leaves, stack some wood, and just enjoy nature.
Oh, indeed. And our Vin-le-Soir this year, it was just a great feeling of people coming together for such an important cause.
Absolutely, Walt. And you were able to be with us, which I was grateful for. We passed out several meals in our hybrid. I had some people do some pickup with a couple of bottles of wine. But we also had some sponsors and some very special people inside, Longfellows. And as always, very grateful to our dear friend, Sully, Steve Sullivan, for his incredible generosity, which allows us to pull off this very elegant and beautiful event.
Excellent foods, perfect wines that were paired with them. And, you know, these are sponsors that not only are you know, we're grateful for their sponsorship, but these are actual partners in our quest to help people with disabilities, like people with Evero.
Absolutely. My heart is filled with gratitude. The folks at Evero, who are wonderful friends, wonderful partners. They provide a software platform that allows us to provide the services and supports to people with developmental disabilities smoothly and streamlined, and we're just so grateful for them.
And Dave Collins?
Dave Collins, D.A. Collins, major sponsor. Mm-hmm. Dave is a wonderful friend. You know, he doesn't give just to anything. He's very, very careful, and those causes that he gives to, he and Stephanie, and their heart is just as big as always in helping us with our beautiful wine tasting.
Right.
He's a wonderful community leader.
And, of course, the folks at Saratoga Eagle.
My dear friend and Hobart alum, Jeff Luklick, it just has been overwhelming. He and all the folks at Saratoga Eagle have been major sponsors of AIM Services for a few years now. I remember when Jeff came in to meet with June McClellan and I, and the smiles and the synergy and the warmth and the love was so evident. And Jeff and Elaine have been there every year for us, and we're so truly grateful.
And longstanding companion with our support of people with disabilities, of course, Jager and Flynn.
Yes, yes. Tom Flynn, God bless him. Tom Flynn has retired, and yet Kurt Jager and his team stepped up, and what a partnership. We are so close with them for all of our employee benefits, and they help us support the direct support folks with an incredible package so that employment is viable at AIM and they can give their best every day to the people we support. We wish Tom and Beth the very best, and we look forward to seeing them each summer. And I know Tom will keep a keen eye out on our fundraising efforts for years to come.
Right. And, of course, your dear friend, Tara Pleat at Walensky Pleat Law.
Yes, Tara Pleat, dear friend, lawyer colleague of mine, keenly interested in all of the supports and services that we provide to people with developmental disabilities. She is a community leader in the field of supporting people with challenges. She's a brilliant attorney. Ed Wilczynski and Tara Pleat, Wilczynski and Pleat, have been there each year supporting AIM, and this year with Vin-le-Soir was no different. So grateful to Tara and Ed.
And a couple people we've gotten to know in the Power of Potential, AmSure, as well as Apollo Heating.
Yes. Oh, my God. Mark at Gladding at Apollo. I've just gotten to know him the last couple of years. We're in an executive peer group together. Wonderful guy. He has been on the Power of Potential. And Paul Van Schaik, mm-hmm. dear friend. And so grateful to be able to see Paul at the wine tasting and to be able to have some fellowship. You know, with COVID, last year we were totally virtual. And it was so gratifying to be together. My dear friend and former executive director, Jill McClellan, was there looking awesome. We had some great music, and it was an event that just resonated because you could see that everyone was there, not just to give of their treasure, but to give of their heart and pay attention to what we're doing. The theme was helping families, and families can take different roles and different versions, and we are the family for so many of the people that we support. So to have that support and have that theme resonate so clearly with everyone in attendance and everyone who sponsored was truly gratifying. Mm-hmm. As you know, Walt, you and I have attended hundreds of events over the past 9 years for other charities and other nonprofits. We sponsor events, we collaborate with them, We assist them in networking so that all those folks who want to support this very cool community have an opportunity to team up with a not-for-profit that really resonates with them.
The AIM team came through again. Bo, Marissa, Noel, Josh, Lauren, and the whole team.
Absolutely. Bo Galeban and her team for staging such an incredibly elegant and beautiful event.
And goes without saying our sincere thanks to the Wine Guy.
Brian Gwynn, our board chair, the wine guy, he just opened his door and provided delicious wines, paired them up with the meal, was present and spoke to every single person in attendance. Brian has truly been a leader of AIM Services. We're so grateful to have him at the helm of our board. And Vin LaSoie is his baby, and he really shined that evening. Not only with his donation of all the wines, but his presence, his wisdom, his knowledge of wines, and just his bubbly personality really made for a great evening.
Put one in the record books, Vin LaSoie, pop a cork, and a party begins.
One of these days, Walt, we'll do the show live, and we'll have a glass of wine together. I can't wait.
Sounds good, Chris. Thank you, as always, for taking the time to join us on Sunday mornings. All the best with you and your family, and look forward to seeing you and talking to you again soon.
Please take care of yourself, Walt. We love you. Take care, my brother.
Chris Lyons, Executive Director of AIM Services. If you'd like to find out more about the services provided or to join the AIM team, go to aimservicesinc.org for the power of potential.